So my name is Rachel Shapiro, and I'm a staff attorney at Equip for Equality. And I'm part of our special education clinic here. And what the clinic does is provide self-advocacy assistance to students with disabilities and their parents about the student's educational rights. So students who have special education needs have certain rights under federal law in school. And a lot of the parents and the older students just aren't aware of what their rights are. So we have a helpline that parents will call, and we provide legal advice. So a parent might say, I have this meeting coming up, and I'm not sure what the purpose is or how to prepare or what's going to be discussed at the meeting. So we can help the parent figure that out and help them prepare for the meeting. And then we have some specific projects within the special education clinic. So we have an autism project where kids with autism have specific needs, and we have an attorney assigned to our autism project, and he works on the cases of students with autism who aren't getting appropriate special education services. So he'll provide advice to their parents, and then in certain cases he'll provide legal representation and actually go to the meetings on behalf of the parents. And then we have a Latinos with Disabilities Outreach Project, and we have a bilingual attorney who speaks Spanish, and he will do outreach in the Latino community. So he has some satellite offices at community centers or at different hospitals or clinics that serve primarily Latino families. And he'll help those families navigate the special education system if their students have disabilities. Okay. And then he'll also represent on certain cases. It goes to the project that I have, the Juvenile Justice Project. Okay. And I get my referrals primarily from people involved in the juvenile court system. So I've had this project with Cook County Juvenile Court for the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. And generally the people that make the referrals they're often probation officers, but they could be the public defenders, it could be a state's attorney, it really could be anyone, but just because the probation officers tend to be doing more of the day-to-day work with the clients and seeing their issues at school, because they might go visit the clients at school, they tend to be the ones who know more about the specifics of what the students with disabilities are facing who are court involved. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the students who are court involved have mental health needs that aren't being addressed at school. They're not being addressed in the community either, but my piece is getting them addressed at least through the school system so that they're seeing the social worker and they're getting the supports they need to be successful. But the way we sort of came up with this is I had been working at a different legal aid office during law school in Chicago, and I met some people from Equip for Equality at meetings, and we've been talking about how there was this need in the juvenile court system because a lot of these kids are being referred to court for behavior that happened in school. So a fight or bringing drugs to school or something that happened at school was resulting in this huge amount of referrals to juvenile court. Mm-hmm. And the kids had a public defender in court, but if they had a school expulsion hearing or some kind of repercussion happening at school for their behavior, there was no one to represent them. Because the public defender isn't going to be able to go to any kind of school hearing or meeting. So that we had been talking in juvenile court about that gap in the system. And they expressed interest in working with us.